My name's Councillor Cume. I'm a local elected councillor in the St Mary's ward within the Kerr constituency. I'm very ashamed and I'm very, very disappointed of the behaviour of our deputy leader, because I feel that she's tried and tested him already. Regardless of the outcome of the JR, she's decided that that's it, we're not allowing him back into the party. He could come back from the JR being completely innocent. Now, her comment to say an innocent person can't join the Labour Party, well, I'm actually questioning the whole analysis of the Labour Party, because I think possibly she's in the wrong party, because we do not try and test people until at the final stage. I mean, she's jumped in too early.
Does it shake your beliefs in the Labour Party? To what extent does it make you wonder if this is a party for you?
This is definitely a party for me. This is not Harry and Harman's party. This is the Labour Party. But that is what she has to remember. And sure, she's my deputy leader, but that's what she has to remember. This is not her party. This belongs to the people, the Labour Party members.
My name is Jack Schofield. I'm a retired head teacher. I'm 80 years old. I've been involved in politics as a humble member of the Labour Party since 1945. I read the local paper and I see he's now referred to as Wallace, the shamed MP, or Wallace, the disgraced MP. He's not been disgraced. Anyone would think he was a paedophile or a drug baron, or that he committed some serious offence. In fact, his offences are in the hurly-burly of an election.
My name is Shabir Ahmed. I've lived in Oldham since 1967. If something like this happened in my native land, where I originate from Pakistan, people in UK or the judges in UK or people with any sort of knowledge would have criticised, saying, well, this is a kangaroo court. As far as I'm concerned, the judges have behaved in such a manner.